20 years ago, 1998, which doesn't seem like it should be 20 years ago, I had the worst calendar year of my life. Part of it was losses in my family, and part of it was an employment experience that I would never want to repeat. But I got through that year, and one way that I did was inspiration by a quote I found during that time. The quotation says this: "You have to leave the city of your comfort and go into the wilderness of your intuition. What you'll discover will be wonderful. What you'll discover is yourself." Now, there are few people in the world who like comfort and complacency better than I do. So I am not anxious to go out into the wilderness of anyone's intuition. I like being in the city of my comfort. But there is a need, if we are to find God and ultimately to find the person God intends us to be, there is a need for us to brave the wilderness. No human being will find the true deep self by remaining in the city of our comfort. To find the eternal, we have to venture into the wilderness of intuition. Today's gospel story speaks of Nathanael's starting into the wilderness of his intuition, where he would find himself and unimaginably more. Jesus says, "All you have to do is follow me." It doesn't sound that daunting, but it is if your life is comfortable as you experience it now. How do we find the courage to do it, to leave the city of our comfort? In the wilderness of our intuition, we have to listen to deep voices telling us surprising and challenging things about ourselves and about God. Sometimes we are encouraged to hear those voices from people we know and from their response to what they see happening in our lives. We have, in this time, as in the time spoken of in the Old Testament reading, we have a time when we feel that we don't hear from God as much as people used to. The Old Testament reading says, "The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread." I suspect most people would use that description nowadays. But I wonder if it's not so much that we're not having the Word of God available to us, but that we're not taking the time to look for it or to listen. We have inspiration coming to the main character in our gospel reading today, Nathanael. I think of him as Mr. Low Expectations. He's not alone in those expectations because at their time, they didn't expect to hear from God as much as they had during the time of the great prophets. But our expectations can prevent our hearing the voice of God. Why would God speak to me of all people? Sometimes our experience or our culture or our fears will obstruct our ability to hear God. And yet, despite those narrow expectations, despite our desire to cling to the city of our comfort, God comes to us where we are and speaks to us. Now, if you go around telling people that God speaks to you, you might create kind of a wide berth around yourself. If you hear this voice clearly, perhaps people will suggest medication. But there are intuitions that we have that we know are challenging and yet right, that must be God speaking to us in the wilderness of our intuition. Clearly, God doesn't require perfection. Nathanael was a man who was deeply prejudiced with very low expectations. He said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And Nathanael had no certainty about what he would find if he did follow. He had no proof. And yet he trusted his intuition. The small incident that we heard described today at the fig tree wasn't incontrovertible proof. And yet Nathanael declared confidently, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel." Could he have known that simply because Jesus recognized him? I don't think so. But perhaps we do recognize the voice of God when we hear something about ourselves that we know in our intuition, but we haven't really admitted out loud. He blurted out that this man was the one. And Jesus rewarded his willingness by promising him, "You will see things greater than these. You will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Jesus used this opportunity to show Nathanael the power of trusting and following. It's as if he said, "You're impressed that I know who you are? Wait till you see what else is in store for us. If you follow me, I will show you something unimaginable. I will show you who God is. You will regularly see heaven and earth interwoven, angels ascending and descending on a ladder, which is the Son of Man. You will see God come to life in human flesh." When we trust our intuition, God's Holy Spirit moves with us, as it did over the chaos before creation, and we assist God in the creation of the world, the continuing creation of the world. Jesus says, "I will give you an opportunity to see God at work in human flesh and to participate in creation of your true and authentic self, of a better world, and of a place where heaven and earth coexist." Many of us often say a prayer that is taken from Psalm 104 that speaks of this co-creation. That prayer says, "Send forth your spirit and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth." Even in our creed, we acknowledge Jesus as the bridge between heaven and earth, saying through him all things were made. And now he invites us to be co-creators with God to create a better world, to bring about the kingdom of God. Jesus invites us, "Follow me, and I will show you things greater than these. Follow me, and in the wilderness of your intuition, you will find yourself and you will find God. Become part of me," God says, "and help me renew the face of the earth. Take one step and follow me. Take that one step away from the city of your comfort." Amen.